is on your radio. I'm thirsty. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Persecuted.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, my Father God, once again, Father, for the awesome privilege and the awesome opportunity to share with your people, my Father, the love of God, the grace of God, the blessing of God, the salvation of God, the healing of God, and all the greatness of God that you are, Father. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity, Father, to come on here, Lord, every Saturday at the 12 o'clock hour, my Father, and just share the gospel of the kingdom with your people, Father. What a tremendous blessing it is, and what a tremendous honor it is, Father, for me. And I pray, Father, that it's just as much of a tremendous honor to your people as well, my Father, so that we can continue to grow in the grace of God, continue, hallelujah, to be warned of the things that's coming on us, to continue to let us know that there's a better way, and that better way is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and coming to the knowledge of everything that he has done for us. So, Father, here we are, coming through the gates of thanksgiving, because you're so worthy of all our thanks. Coming through the courts of praise, because you're worthy of all our praise. Coming through the sanctuary, through the holy place, through the Bible study, through our church services, through our prayer meetings, throughout our service to you, Father, all the way behind the veil into your literal presence. Knowing, Father, that we can't come just any kind of way, but because you have pointed unto all of us the golden scepter of righteousness, therefore, Father, we can come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And we thank you, Father, for that invitation. We thank you for that awesome honor and that awesome privilege to come and sit at the king's table and eat the king's food, my Father God, and be edified and built up, my Father, so that we might receive our inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. So here we are, Father. Here's our cup. Fill us up, my Father, and quench this thirstiness in our hearts and soul. And that's to love you more, to serve you more, to obey you more, to walk up right before you much more than we do, to serve you much more than we do, my Father God. Here's our cup. Fill us up, Father, and make us whole. And as in always, we're careful to give you all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the credit. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. I've been ready to land to listen who under the sound of my voice. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I speak the blessing of God upon your life. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against you will ever be able to prosper. I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. I decree and I declare that we are who God says we are. We have what God says we have. And we can do everything that God says we can do. And we can live the way God intended for us to live. All these things are not only available to us, but God has given us all the potential that we need, all the ingredients that we need to live, talk, walk, act upright before him. Because he has made us righteous. And he has told us to be holy. He didn't say dress holy. He said be holy. For the Lord your God is holy. Hallelujah. So in reality, you know, as I always say on this broadcast, we're just becoming who we already are. And I thank God for that. You know, that God is equal with us. And I work on the inside of us. The thing that we got to do is come to the knowledge of the good work that he has begun on the inside of us and just place ourselves on the potter's wheel and let boy, the potter just mold and shape us according to his will, his intent, his desire, and his purpose for our lives. And I thank God through the ministry of his word and through good teaching and good preaching, you know. Like I just heard on the radio broadcast right before we came in with Bishop Townsend and his wife, Moment of Inspiration, you know, awesome message, you know, awesome teaching, awesome ministry, along with all the other ministry that God is raising up in this day and time, that's letting us know that there's a better way than religion. There's a better way than just Christianity. There's a better way, hallelujah. And that way, we already know that's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said that I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. So if you really want to know what's really going on and what the deal really is, then you do like what God told them, boy. He said, listen, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Hallelujah. You say, in time past, you have heard that it has been said in Matthew 22. And Jesus started quoting the prophets. And then he said, but I say unto you, that's a more sure word of salvation, what boy Jesus said, what he preached, what he talked about, not just what he did and who he is, but what he said about what he did and who he is. That's just as equally important as who he is and what he did, is why he is and why he did what he did. That, you know, I think that's the greatest pursuit in life, man, when we can, man, seek first the kingdom of God. Because in seeking first the kingdom of God and coming to the knowledge of the kingdom of God, then you not only discover what something is, but you discover why it is. And boy, when you know the purpose for a thing, then you can begin to operate in the reality of it. So if you really want to know, man, you know what God is really doing, then like I heard Bishop Tyler say, boy, you need to read your Bible yourself instead of just waiting on the preacher to give you a nugget. You know, that's good and everything, and it's grace, but something more greater than that. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, man, we are blessed people, but we must not take that blessing that we are for granted and just let the word that God speaks through us, through the men and women of God, just go in one ear and come out the other. No, you got to take hold to that. You got to receive that. You got to grab a hold to it and seed it and place it in your possession and meditate in it day and night so that we can observe how to do, not just hear, but be doers of the word. For therein, you know, will we be blessed, and therein will we prosper in everything that we put our hands to win. When we're not only hearing the word, when we're not only just having church around the word, when we're not only just singing the word, but boy, when we are acting on the word and doing the word, you know, that's a law in the kingdom, you know. What, boy, sowing and reaping, hallelujah, acting on the word, you know, acting on the word. I'm going to say it one more time, applying the word to our lives, and not just once. I'm talking about, see, you can apply something once and then, man, don't, and then that's it. But I'm talking about practical application, where you're applying it, man, every day of your life, when you're acting on it every day of your life, even if it's line up on line and precept upon precept, little by little by little. And what you'll be doing as a result of that, You'll keep on becoming who you already are. And who you already are, you're a mighty man of the Most High God. You're a mighty woman of the Most High God. You're a king, glory to God, a ruler. You're a queen if you're in a female body, a ruler. And you got all power over all the power of your enemy, man. You are a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And then this is what I love about it the most. Not only are we a chosen generation and a royal priesthood, but we are citizens of the kingdom of God. I didn't say members of a church. Hallelujah. I say citizens of a kingdom. See, members don't have no rights, but citizens, hallelujah. You got some constitutional rights. That's why you can petition God in your prayer based upon your constitutional rights. You got a right to be saved. You got a right to be healed. You got a right to be delivered. You got a right, man, to grow in the knowledge of God. You got a right, man, to walk in holiness, in the beauty of holiness. You got a right to that. You got a right to live the way Jesus Christ lived upon his earth. Because as he is, so are we. I'm talking about he came really, one of the main reasons why he came and lived his life on the earth and did all the things that he was doing was to show you and I who we are and what we can do. Because we just like him. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. You just like him. That's why God gave us the gifts of the fivefold ministry. Well, they edify the body of Christ for the work of the ministry of the body of Christ. What ministry is that? To go into all the world and let the world know that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself, not imputing man's trespasses against him, but has given us that ministry, boy, what? To hook mankind back up with God. Hallelujah. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, that's, listen, that's an anointing that's up on there. When you can win souls to the kingdom of God and to, man, the not only the kingdom of God, but the functioning principles of the kingdom of God. See, it's one thing to be in the kingdom, but it's another thing, man, to after you get in the kingdom, now you got to learn the functioning principles of the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom. And that's why so many people, man, you know, are in the kingdom, but they don't know how to live in the kingdom. They don't know the laws of the kingdom. Therefore, it caused us to live far below our rights and privileges. Why? Because, man, you know, we don't know the functioning principles of the kingdom. We know church protocol, and we know things of that nature, but, man, we don't know kingdom protocol. What protocol? Proper procedure. And, boy, as we come to the knowledge of what God is doing and learn the functioning principles of the kingdom, the laws of the kingdom, glory to God. And, boy, listen, we begin to walk more and more in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. We begin to walk more and more in the reality of what it means to be the mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. To walk more and more in the reality of, man, you know, our kingship, our dominion, our authority, our power, our control, our influence that God has blessed all of us with in this hour, in this day and time, man. So there ain't gonna be no excuses, you know. Hallelujah. But man, let me tell you something, boy. In our relationship with God, like I always hear my brother say, always, all the time, boy, that's what I love about moments of inspiration, man. It's the uncompromised word of God. It ain't about tiptoeing around nobody's feelings or none of that, man. It's about, man, telling us the truth, man, of who, what's really going on. What, man, our Lord and Savior Jesus tell us, man, in what he said. You find that in the four Gospels, what he said. You find in the Old Testament all the, about his coming and the prophecies of his coming and things of that nature, but boy, he didn't came. And he didn't came and did what he came to do and gone back up to, and took a seat at the right hand of the Father where he's ever living to make intercession for you and I. In other words, as a guarantee, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that everything that he came to do and did will be manifested, boy, in our lives here on the earth. Hallelujah. So listen, man, men and women of the Most High God out there, you know, let's go on, man. Let's not just be complacent, man, in where we are, man, you know, in our relationship with God. Because until we come to the fullness of a stature of Christ, And we ought to continuously, man, be going on. We ought to continuously be going to our next, to our next, to our next. The Bible said in Corinthians, it said this, going from glory to glory to glory to glory. What, man? Becoming who we already are. I told you, man, he who have begun a good work on the inside of us, man, he's finished that. Isaiah said this here, man, listen, fix this in your heart. I'm God, and there's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, and my counsel going to stand. In other words, God say, I finished even before I start. That's how powerful he is. I finished with your life first. The very fact that we exist is the indication that, man, we are a finished product. Hallelujah. All you got to do is come to the knowledge of that finished product that you are and just continually, man, become that. Continuously. Day after day after day after day, going higher and higher and higher in our God, in our relationship with our Father and our big brother Jesus Christ, and going from glory to glory to glory until where we fulfill the purpose for the gifts of the fivefold ministry. Well, till we all come to the knowledge of the Son of God and unto faith, man, that boy he's dealt to every last one of us. Until we reach the fullness of a stature of Jesus Christ, until we look like him, not physically, in character and nature, till we act like him. Hallelujah. The same way he acts. Till we talk like him, the same way we talk. Till we be like him, the same way he was, the same way he is. Because the Bible says, as he is, so are we. And man, I'm talking about you need to hear that and know that, and then begin to quit all that, man, negative thing and say, well, that was Jesus, man. You know, he's the Son of God. Who you think you are? He's the firstborn among many brethren. As he is, so are we. The works that he do, so can we. In fact, we can do even greater works. And as the Father sent him, that's the same way he sent us. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even till the end of the age. Who's that man? That's what he said. What he said? Yes, I am, so are you. You're just like him. You and I, we're just like him. And he said, we can throw away that old saying, well, you know, I ain't Jesus yet, but you're just like him. No, you're not Jesus. But you created in his image and his likeness. Because he's the expressed image of the Most High God. I told you, man, he's not the first print. Adam was the first print. He's the plate. He's the template. He's the original son, the last Adam. That means the original one. The one that inspired God to even create you and I. The Bible says he was so pleased with his son, man. I'm talking about to where he wanted a whole lot of other sons, just like, boy, his original son, Wisdom or Jesus, before he became a physical man. God was so pleased with him, boy, and loved him so much that he said, man, I want me a whole bunch of sons, just like this one here. So God created the human race. Why? To be men just like his original son, Jesus, the great baby, we know him all. Hallelujah. What? To be just like him. But quit, man, get rid of that mentality that, man, you know, that's Jesus, and I ain't Jesus, and I can't do what Jesus did, and I ain't. Man, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Yes, you can. Yes, you are. And yes, you will. Why? Because that's what God said. And I told you, his counsel is going to stand. He's going to have what he said. Hallelujah. You know, hey, listen, he's a man of his word. He's a God of his word, and he's a man, why, the Almighty God, our Father in heaven. Not only that, he's a man of his word, too. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. So, boy, you can take that man to the bank. I ain't talking about the Capital One or Chase or Wells Fargo or Navy Federal, man. You can take that to the bank in heaven, man, where wrath and moth and corruption and none of that can't touch you. I mean, not only can you take his word to the bank, but you can make a withdrawal out of it, too. Hallelujah. When you know who you are, when you got a valid identification, when you know where you come from, your origin, and when you know why you're here, and when you know your potential that you have on the inside of you, and when you know where you're going to end up at, and, man, you can go to the courts of heaven, man, and make a petition on any one of those exceeding great and precious promises that God has promised us. Because the Bible says in Peter that it's through those exceeding great and precious promises that we partake of the divine nature of God and escape all this corruption that's in this world. I heard Bishop Talmage talking about all the corruption that's coming up on this world and that's in this world and all the things that's already done, already built, all geared up, man, to lead you not into the kingdom of God, but to lead you away from the kingdom of God with all the signs and everything else that you got to take on and put on and the mark of the beast and all that. Man, listen, those are the things that's coming upon us. And they really are coming upon us. But boy, through the exceeding great and precious promise of God, you can escape the corruption that's in that world. Why? By coming on into the kingdom of God, man, in the kingdom of heaven. Colossians said this, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son. Now watch what it say. Thanks be unto God. It didn't say who's going to translate us, who hopes to translate us, but it said who has. That's an old English word, H-A-T-H, you know. That means it's already done. Hallelujah. Ain't no more flaming sword there, man, to protect the way of the tree of life no more like it was when Adam and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden. Them angels with the flaming sword, they've been removed. And what's been put there now is a door. And that door, back into the Garden of Eden, back into the presence of the Lord, back into the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, back into the relationship that Adam and Eve had with God before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Man, let me tell you something. Them angels with the flaming sword, they gone. They were there to protect the way of the tree of life so that you wouldn't get in there and eat off the tree of life and live forever in that fallen state. But now that, boy, we've been reconciled to God, man, there's a door there now. And, boy, I'm talking about, man, it ain't got no lock on it. Hallelujah. It's open 24/7. And all you got to do, boy, is come to the knowledge of it, man, and just come on, man, not just to the door and worship the door and worship at the door. Yes, you got to come to the door and you got to worship at the door, but that ain't that. Listen, that's going on. You got to come all the way through the door, too. What? Into what's behind the door. What's behind the door? All of the kingdom of hell, that place where every believer want to get to. What is that? That's behind the door. Hallelujah. What's behind the door? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. What do you mean? All that heaven consists of, all the joy that it consists of, all the peace that it consists of, all the fulfillment of life that it consists of, all of the healing that it consists of, all of the blessing that it consists of, all of the prosperity that it consists of. That's why I say, man, you ain't got to have no prosperity ministers, man, and everything like that, man. Let me tell you something. All you got to do is come on behind the door and learn the functioning principles on how to operate it behind the door, because behind that door, the wealth is common. It's common wealth. Hallelujah. All of us are heirs of the kingdom of God. How wealthy is the kingdom of God? How magnificent is that? How prosperous is that? How blessed, good God Almighty, is that? What? The kingdom of heaven. And that's your inheritance? Boy, I'm talking about when that get deep down on the inside of our spirit, we'll come to the place, man, where we won't worry about nothing. You won't worry about what you're gonna eat, how you're gonna make it. You won't even worry about the corruption that's coming up on this world. Why? Because, boy, you have come to the knowledge of a better way, how to escape the corruption that's coming up on this world. How? By getting into the kingdom. What David say? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, you can say of the Lord, he's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my God. All my trust is in him. It don't matter, boy, if 1,000 fall at my right hand and 10,000 at my left, it can't touch me. Why? Because I dwell in a secret place. What's that secret place? All of the kingdom of heaven. And boy, Jesus, man, give us the invitation, man. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. I ain't got but one message for you, brother and sister. And that's to let you know, boy, and the message I got for you is a gospel. It's a good news message. What's the good news message, boy? That which you lost in Adam, that slung us into this world system that we live in under the bigly element of this world, that caused us to be born in sin and shaping iniquity, boy, that you can come out of that world system, out of that kingdom of darkness, back into, boy, the kingdom of God, dear son. Good God Almighty. You can come on back into the Garden of Eden. You can come on back into your blessings, man, that you already blessed with. Do you know God blessed you in the beginning? I'm talking about, man, living here before there ever was a curse, before there ever was a fall. God said, God created man in his image and his likeness and gave them dominion, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply, replenish, and subdue the earth. What is that? And God blessed them. Let me tell you something. What God blessed man can't be cursed. The devil might try to put a curse on you, but boy, I'm talking about the Lord our God who will lift that curse up off of us. And when Jesus Christ came, that's what he did, boy. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Why? So that we can get back into the blessings that God blessed us with. Well, he empowered us with everything that we have need of. He put his stamp of approval upon us. He put his name on his product. Why? Well, listen, just like the Sony company got their name on their product, just like the Mercedes-Benz got their name on their product, just like, man, the Ford company got their name on their product, every product has the name of the manufacturer on it. And boy, when God saying God blessed him, well, he put his name upon his creation. Hallelujah. God Almighty, what? You made by God Incorporation. And God got his name, his signature upon you. That's why he's Lord. You belong to him. Lord means owner. And when he blessed him, that's what he blessed them with, man. You know, he put his stamp of approval upon us. He put his name on us. And everything that he's doing in the earth is for his name's sake. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Everything that he's doing in this earth, man, on our behalf and for us and everything else, is for his name's sake. Glory to God. It's for his name's sake. Even if the product go bad and everything else, man, he'll do just like the natural manufacturers too do. They give you a warranty and a guarantee. They say, if anything happens to this product, send it back to us, and we'll fix it at our cost. And we'll send it back to you at our cost. And a lot of them manufacturers, they don't even know you. But why are they doing that? Why are they offering you that warranty? Because, man, to protect their name. If the product ain't no good, man, and just let it go on like that, then, man, that'll destroy their company. That'll destroy their name. That'll destroy them. A lot of companies been destroyed like that, man. Why, man? Hey, because the name, they couldn't uphold their name. Hallelujah. But God going to watch over his word. And he going to uphold his name. Why? Because, boy, I'm talking about everything he's doing is for his word's sake. He got to watch over his word. He got to perform it. He got to do what he said he'll do. He got to. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. He got to watch over his word to perform it. All we got to do is learn how, boy, to send that word back to him. We got to learn the functions and principles, man, of the kingdom. So I said all that to say this here. You know, it's not enough. You know, we preach the kingdom of God here. That's my only message. That's all God told me to do. Thank God for all the other ministers and the message that they bring. But God gave me a specific assignment and a specific purpose. And it was this, you know, go preach the kingdom of God to every nation. So it can be a testimony to every nation. And then the end going to come. So it's an end time message, what? This gospel of the kingdom. So that's all I know, you know. And contained in it is everything that we need to know. Hallelujah. And the most important thing that we need to know as citizens of the kingdom is how to function in the kingdom. And the way you function, because like I said, you can't live any kind of way. Because Jesus Christ died upon the cross for our sin and redeemed our life from destruction and not imputing our trespass against us, it don't mean that we can just live any kind of way and everything going to be all right. No, you're going to live under the big element of this world if you're trying to live that way. If you're just saved by grace, you know, I'm talking about the religious grace. I ain't talking about the kingdom grace. In religion, man, some people, man, they think, man, you know, that grace covers up your sin. No, grace don't cover up no sin. The blood of Jesus Christ does that. The grace gives us the ability, man, to come out of sin. The grace gives us the ability, man, to walk upright before God. The grace gives us the ability, man, to be forgiven and to get it right. And when we fall, get up, man, you know, and keep on pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Keep on, man, going to your next and to your next. Keep on becoming who you really are. Keep on walking out of darkness, out of sin, into the marvelous light and into the righteousness of God that we already are. Let me tell you something. You are as righteous as you ever going to get. And the Bible said this, awake to righteousness and sin less. We try to sin less so that we can become more righteous. No, the Bible says the more you realize that you are as righteous as you ever going to get and ever going to be, because you have been made righteousness. Amen. Listen here. Sin will start, man. Good God Almighty. Say it again, brother. I say sin will start leaving our lives. But when we practice, man, not trying to stop sinning, but when we practice, man, trying to live right. When we practice, man, walking right. When we practice talking right. When we practice, man, and learn how to live and make it a policy that we practice on a daily basis, what? Living holy. Living righteous, man. And righteousness, the fruit of righteousness, is holiness. Hallelujah. Why, man, what holiness is being like God. Pure integrity. And, boy, that's what God has called us to, boy. And that's what God has called all of us in the fivefold ministry to edify the body of Christ until, boy, we stop living and dying like mere men and mere women and begin to live, man, like who we really are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Not just a priesthood, not just a religious organization, but a royal one. But that word is found in kingdom life, royal life. That's not civilian life. That's royalty. Glory to God. And in the kingdom of God, and that's how God designed for us to live, man, royal life. So that way you can put on, man, not just your turban, but you can put on your crown, too. In fact, the Bible says we have been made unto our God. That's in the book of Revelation. Because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, that's in chapter 5. Because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, and he can open up the book and tell us what's really going on, and because of what he has done for us, we have been made kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. That word shall mean most definitely. What? Gonna reign, gonna rule, gonna control, gonna manage, that's gonna have dominion and authority and power and control and influence, what? Over all the earth. But that's what God equipped us with. That's what he blessed us with. That's what, boy, he gave us, man, when he said, let them have dominion. Who is them? That's all of us, mankind. Have what? Dominion. What dominion? Power, control, influence. Over what? Not people, but over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, on the ground, and over the whole earth. What he gave us dominion over and power and control and influence over? The earth. Glory to God. For what purpose, man? So that, man, we can fill this earth with the glory of God. So that we can manifest, boy, I'm talking about the character and nature and the life of God. First and foremost, boy, in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirit, and then, boy, from there, on the earth. Where it begins at? It begins on the inside of us. Where the kingdom of heaven starts at? It don't start on the earth first. Well, it starts on the earth because you on the earth, but it starts in the earth, in you, in these physical bodies that we live in, the soul that's in these bodies, the spirit that's in these bodies. That's where it begins at. And then it manifests itself on the earth. If we're not careful, we're trying to get it to manifest on the earth first without getting it manifested in us. Because the only way it can get manifested on the earth, it got to get manifested in us first. Jesus said, where's the kingdom of God? Does it come with observation? No. It's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Where's that on? It's on the inside of you. Now what I got to do, you got to come to the knowledge that that's where it's at. And then you got to grow in that knowledge with all wisdom and spiritual understanding so that you can know what is the hope of your calling and the exceeding greatness of the power that's available to us. Do you know that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and set him at the right hand of the Most High God is dwelling on the inside of you? That same power that opened blind Bartimaeus' eyes, unstopped deaf ears, cast out devils, called the lame to walk, raised the dead, the dumb to talk. That same Holy Ghost on the inside of every last one of us, man, that's a believer. But if you don't know that, man, then you won't operate in that. And boy, that's the devil, one of the devil's greatest tactics against us to keep us ignorant. God said, my people are being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. They don't know who they really are. They don't know, man, where they really come from. They don't know why they really here. They don't know that the potential that they that we have on the inside of us, and they don't know, man, where we're going to really end up at. Like we were saying last week, that's mankind's age-old question. And if you want to live a fulfilled life, then you got to get the answer to those questions. And man, let me tell you something, boys. It ain't hidden from us. It's hidden for us. The Bible says the kingdom of God is like a treasure that's hid in the field. But boy, if you seek it, I guarantee you you'll find it. Why? Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else that you lead in life, everything else that you're looking for, everything else, it'll be added to you on a daily basis. You won't even have to take no thought of what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, how you're going to live, how you're going to pay your bills, and nothing like that. Why? Because your Heavenly Father know that we have need of all these things. But if we get our priorities right, what? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not your righteousness. His way of putting you in right standing with him. His way of doing things. That's what the kingdom of God is. God's way of doing things. Not the Christian way, not the Muslim way, not the Hindu way, not the Buddhist way, not Scientology way, not all them different ways that men have come up with through religion. But I'm talking about the God way of doing things. What God is doing in the earth. That's the kingdom of God. And when we get back to what God is doing, instead of man us trying to get God in on what we doing, but when we cease from our works and get in what God is doing, then you seek it first the kingdom of God. And when you seek first the kingdom of God, his way of doing things, what he's doing, and his way of doing things, then we can start beginning to experience the kingdom of heaven right here on this earth. But when we get back to what God is doing, that's why the Bible says, man, in your prayer, man, the first petition, Lord, let your kingdom come. Many are the plans in our hearts, Father, but your purpose is what's going to prevail. So let your purpose come back. Man, teach us and instruct us, man, in what you are doing. What you're doing there, you're seeking first the kingdom of God. When you're trying to see what God is doing. When you're seeking, man, what God is doing. That's the kingdom of God. And when you make that your, you know, watch this now. When you make that your number one priority, because watch what he say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It didn't say second, third, or later on down the line. It says make that your number one, man, pursuit. Make that the number one thing that you seek after. Make everything that you're doing, man, seeking in the light of the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. And if you find out and go to God and pray, man, Lord, what you doing? Help me, man, to get in on what you're doing. When you go to God, not with your list, but when you go to God with an empty list first and say, Lord, what you doing? What can I do for you, Lord? How can I help you, Lord? How can I assist you? What you want me to do, Lord? What's your purpose, man, for my life, Lord? What you doing there, man? You're seeking, man, what God is doing. Most of the time, we go to God with our list and tell God what we want him to do for us. That's in the prayer. That's when you say, man, give me this day my daily bread. But it's something that comes before that. Lord, what you want me to do for you? How can I help you? First of all, Lord, what you doing? And how can I get in and assist you in what you're doing? But we go to God and tell God what we're doing and try to get going in on what we're doing. And that can be a good thing, but just because it's a good thing don't necessarily mean it's something, let me say it in a different way. It's something better than a good thing. What that is, that's a great thing. See, what we'd be doing for God, those are good things. And that's the devil's most successful tactic against us as believers, to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting the great things. What's the good things? What we are doing for God and in God. What's the great thing? What God is doing for us and in us. Those are the great things. And we come to the knowledge of that and get in on that, then the Bible says we'll cease from our works. That don't mean we don't work. We'll cease from our works and we'll enter into God's work. And God's work is a completed work. It's a fulfilled work. That's why I always say on here, man, when you get in on what God is doing, then you just start becoming who you already are. Because, boy, God finished his work. And on the seventh day, he rested. Jesus Christ came to this earth and finished his work. What? He redeemed us from the rebellion of Adam that sold the whole human race into the slavery of sin and shame and death. Jesus Christ came in and, man, I'm talking about fixed that mess up. I'm not gonna listen. He ain't gonna fix it up. He already fixed it up and finished the work. He's finished. He said, Father, that's what you sent me to do, what? Redeem their life under destruction and restore back to them everything that they lost, all of the kingdom of heaven. And then teach them, man, how the functioning principles of it. That's why he gave all those parables. Teaching us the functioning principles of how to live in the kingdom of God once he made the way possible for us to come on back in. Once he removed them angels with the flame and sword there and put himself as the entrance into it, the door to it. Hallelujah. And boy, I'm talking about, man, he who have begun that good work on the inside of us and we get in on that, it's a completed work. Listen, the Father is finished. The Son, Jesus Christ, he's finished. The one that's at work today in the earth is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He's the one that's at work in the earth today. He's the one that's opening blind eyes and unstopping deaf ears and causing the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and raising the dead to life again. And first and foremost, I'm talking about, man, not physically, spiritually. Because when we get that down pat spiritually, then it'll manifest itself in the physical. We trying to get it to manifest itself in the physical first, man. That's why we don't see so many great miracles in our day and time, man. Because we try to get conformed to the will of God from the outside in. That's backwards. We got to conform to what God is doing from the inside out. The Holy Ghost come and live on the inside of us. He go past our faults and mistakes and everything else, and he take up residence once again on the inside of our spirit, man. But, and watch this here. Somebody say, what do you say? I say he can't live in no unclean vessels. The very fact, man, that the Holy Spirit resides on the inside of us, man, is an indication that you are as clean as you ever gonna be. Since he can't live in no unclean vessel. When Adam and them disobeyed God and rebelled against the will of God, the Holy Spirit left. And he's the divine connection between God and man and between heaven and earth. And without him, man, there's no way, man, that you can have that relationship that Adam and Eve had, man, with God in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. There's no way, man, that you can establish, man, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is a divine connection between God and man and heaven and earth. And without him, man, all you can do is live in sin, man, and live according to the bigly heaven of this world. But like I said, Jesus Christ come in and fixed all that up that Adam messed up. Jesus Christ come and blessed it up, man. And not only blessed it up and fixed it up, but restored us back to our original place in God that he created us, designed us, and created us to live in. Where? In the presence of the Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit. He's the one that do all the work. Even when Jesus was on the earth, Jesus never attributed none of those mighty works that he did to himself. He said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty all those who are bound, to set the captives free, recovering the sight to the blind, and to proclaim to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl the acceptable year of the Lord. All debt canceled. Everything, all prison doors open. Everything that you lost, restored back to you. And all they did for that year, boy, just worship and celebrated and rejoiced in the God of their salvation. And that's what God wants for you and I, boy, to just, boy, cast all our cares and roll all our burdens upon our Father in heaven who cares for us and just rejoice in the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Going from glory to glory to glory to glory, giving thanks in all things, praising him in all things, man, worshiping him, man, the way he deserved to be worshipped, praising him the way he deserved to be praised, him, obeying him the way he deserved to be obeyed, man, walking upright before him the way he deserved for us to walk upright before him. And the best part of it all, boy, he's given us everything that we have need of that pertains to life and godliness. Everything. All we got to do, man, is begin to walk in it. And the way you begin to walk in it, I begin to close this broadcast for this day, is to learn the laws of the kingdom. Listen, there are more laws, but in the first two chapters of the Bible, in the beginning, man, when there was no devil, hadn't come on the scene yet, and Adam and them hadn't disobeyed God and everything else, God established some laws that proceeded way before the Mosaic law came upon the earth. God established some laws upon the earth. The first law that he established, man, is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 14, verse 20, verse 24, verse 26, and in John chapter 1. What's that law? That's the law of life. What's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, verse 6, 9, 11, 14, 20, 24, and 26? And God said. And God said in verse 6. And God said in verse 9. And God said in verse 11. And God said in verse 20. Who talking God? And God said in verse 20. And God said in verse 24. And God said in verse 26. Let's make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and everything that creeps on the earth. And God said, hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, John chapter 1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in him was life. And the life was the light that shined in all men's heart who was in darkness. Well, when he begun his ministry, after he had come out the wilderness, and was starting to begin his public ministry, before he said, start preaching to the public that repent, the kingdom of heaven is on hand, the Bible says, the people who sit in darkness saw a great light. Glory to God. What the king say, what that light? The light of the Word of God, what God said. And let me tell you something. I'm talking about before what he said, man, after mankind fall, after Adam and Eve got put out of Garden of Eden. Because God was speaking to mankind after God, after Adam and them disobeyed God. He didn't stop speaking to him. He kept on speaking to him. But when he started speaking to him after the fall, then that was not his perfect will. That was his permissive will. What he had to permit to happen because he had gave man dominion over the earth. And so, man, you know, he starts speaking with man now according to the fall of man. And everything that he was saying to man, even his judgment, man, he was also letting them know, boy, that through every prophet and every page in the Bible, there's coming a Messiah, the fulfillment, man, of the first prophecy, man, that was given. When God prophesied the coming of himself and the person of his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem our life, to tear the devil's head off his shoulder, head, that word means authority. To take back the authority that Adam gave to the devil, to take it back and to restore it back to who it rightfully belonged to. That's you and I. Boy, he fulfilled that promise. And he did that. And he came. And boy, the whole purpose for it was to get us back, man, under the law of life. So you can eat off the tree of life and live forever and ever and ever. Not in that fallen state that mankind was in from Genesis chapter 3 through the coming of Jesus Christ and his life and his ministry and his death and his burial and resurrection. Because after that, after his coming and his teaching and his life and his death and his resurrection, man, let me tell you something, boys, the way back to the tree of life, the original law in the kingdom, what, the law of life, what the king said. And in 1 John, listen to what 1 John says. That which was from the beginning, the word of life, that's what we declare unto you. What God said, maybe God was talking to Adam and Eve with in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That word, that's the word, boy, that's the gospel of the kingdom. That's the good news about man, the life that, what's the gospel of the kingdom? The good news about the life that mankind had in Adam and Eve before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you imagine what life was like before Adam and Eve ate out the tree of the God, the tree in the garden, good and evil? When they were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, 24/7, unbroken fellowship, in an atmosphere and environment, man, that's conducive to heaven, that's just like heaven, in that atmosphere, in that environment, that life, that conversation, that way of being. Good God Almighty, that's heaven on earth. That's what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Man, God was walking and talking with Adam, them men, in heaven on earth. That's what the Garden of Eden is, heaven on earth. It was on the earth for a moment, a spot on the earth for a moment, with an open door into a delightful place, the presence of the Most High God. Hebrew language is written in strokes. In Eden is five strokes, spot, moment, open door, the life of place, presence. So that's what Eden is, man. A spot that was on the earth for a moment with an open door into an atmosphere and an environment that's created by the literal presence of the Most High God, a delightful place. Heaven on earth. Glory to God. And boy, that's where he placed mankind in. Hallelujah. But man, mankind disobedient, he got put out of that place. And what Jesus Christ came to do is to restore, cleanse us up from all our unrighteousness that Adam caused us to be born into, and then restore us back to that original place, man, so that we can get back on course toward God's purpose and destiny and will for our lives. And that's this, that through us, he would make the earth a colony of him. Hallelujah. Not a colony of religion, but a colony of heaven. Like I heard Bishop Thompson saying, man, earlier, man, before I came on, man, that, man, you know, we've been colonized by religion. No, God wants to colonize this earth with heaven. He wants, man, the earth to be a colony of heaven, not a colony of religion. And his way of getting that done is through his family of sons called mankind. That's you and I. That's the church. To manifest that on the earth, to proclaim that to the men and women of the earth, to teach that, man, and to bring, let us know, man, that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law and been restored back to the original law of the kingdom, what that, the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. What is said in the book of Romans chapter 8? It's, Paul was saying in chapter 7, man, oh, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me? I got some issues here. I got some problems. Even though I'm saved and love the Lord God with all my heart, yet I find myself, man, sometimes doing the things that I don't want to do, the things that I want to do, I seem like I miss it on the mark. Oh, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me, man, from this tug-of-war that's going on? In my heart and mind, I want to do the right thing, but I see some other members, man, warring in me, man, that caused me to do just the opposite. They say, thanks be unto God. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Watch this, who walk after the Spirit. There ain't just no condemnation to anybody that hosts you across the board. That's those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit and not after the natural man, not after the flesh, not after the sinful nature, but walk after the Spirit. Why? Because the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Why? Because what the law could not do through the weakness of the flesh, God sent forth his Son, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, yet without sin. So you and I, man, can be cleansed up, man, and given an invitation to come on back into that delightful place, the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. And boy, when you come in there, then you got to learn how the law. You got to live by the law of the word of God. You got to live by his word. You got to live by what he said, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. You got to live by that. That's a law in the kingdom of heaven. And then there's another law, man, in Genesis chapter 1:28, man, they say, boy, let me tell you something. How you activate, man, that law of life? By sowing and reaping. What? You got to speak that word. You got to put that word in your mouth. That's why Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. You press my button, man, the only thing that's coming out of me, said Jesus, was the word of God. Same thing with me. You press this button, the only thing coming out of me is the gospel of the kingdom. Why? Because I found out something, man, what? That's a law, that is a law in the kingdom. Be not deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever man say, that's what he going to have. What do you mean say and have? That's sowing and reaping. If you say, I don't feel too good, man, one day, and next day you say, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, then one day you're going to be healed, next day you ain't going to feel too good. You're going to have what you say. As long as the earth remain, that shall be seed time and harvest time. That's a time to reap, that's a time to sow, and that's a time to reap. And don't get weary in well-doing, because in due season, you're going to reap it be on fame. It might not happen overnight, man. You know, you don't plant an apple, man, seed in the ground and eat the apple in the morning. No, there's a time to plant, there's a time to cultivate, there's a time to nourish, there's a time to get all the weeds and the bugs and all that stuff that's coming, man, to corrupt your seed, man. You got to take care of your seed. You just can't plant it in the ground. This is practical application. You just can't plant it in the ground and just leave it there, man. No, you got to watch over that seed. You got to water that seed. You got to see to that seed growing, man. You got to put insecticide on there, man, to keep the weeds and the bugs and everything else out because they coming. Hallelujah. Well, because that's a law in the kingdom, the law of sowing and reaping. You got to take this word of life. And if you want to live in the reality of it, then, man, what are you talking about? I'm talking about how to function in the kingdom of God. Then you got to put the word of God in your mouth. That's what he told Joshua. He said, hey, you want to make your way prosperous and have good success? Yeah. He said, don't let this book of the law depart out of your mouth. What's the book of the law? The word of God. But meditate in it day and night, man. That's water it, man, and cultivate it. So that you might observe how to do what it say. That's not just being a hearer of the word, but that's practical application, man. That's applying the word. Not just once, but daily, man. All the days of your life. What? Sowing and reaping. Speaking God's word over your circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Speaking the word of life. Hallelujah. Jesus said, boy, they told Jesus, hey, listen, man. Jesus told them, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. That's in your Bible in John chapter 6, somewhere around verse 63. Well, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, if you eat this word and drink my word, man, then it's going to produce on the inside of you that God kind of life, the life that's in the word. That's a law in the kingdom. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, there's another law in the kingdom called the perfect law of liberty. God put him in the garden, man, and told him, you can eat off all the trees in the garden that you want to. Any of them. He even told him, you can eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you want to. I give you, man, free will. You got the liberty, man, to speak my word, or you got the liberty, man, to rebel against my word. You got the ability, man, to just speak my word, just plant my word into your life and your circumstance, your situation, or you got the ability to reject it. That's a perfect law in the Bible, called a perfect law of liberty. Then there's another law. We're going to talk about these in the coming weeks. But there's another law, man, called a law of sin and death. He even told him, you can eat off all the trees in the garden that you want to. But don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because if you eat off that tree, you're going to surely die. That's a law of sin and death. If you eat off that tree, you're going to die. What? Death. Well, I ain't talking about physical death. I'm talking about spiritual death. Separation from God. Separation from that delightful place. Separation from the presence of the Lord. Separation from the Holy Ghost. That's the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. And then there's another law, boy, Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, where, boy, after they did sin and got put out of the presence of the Lord, then, man, God loved them so much. That's the law in the kingdom called a law of love. They tried to clean themselves up. They tried religion. They tried to clothe themselves up with fig leaves. But God came down, boy, and showed his love for us, that even while they was in their sin, he provided us clothing for them. He provided what something. That's his love for us, glory to God. And then in Genesis chapter 3, he made a promise, too. He said, even though you just failed and messed up and everything else, I promise you something, what? That I ain't going to leave you and I ain't going to forsake you. And boy, one day I'm coming in myself and I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction and I'm going to restore you back to where you came from. That's a promise. That's why I say it in 1 Peter, say, through the exceeding great and precious promise of God, we can partake of this divine nature. That other law in the kingdom is the law of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, man, and Genesis chapter 3 and 1. What, boy? What they supposed to do then, man, is just live by faith, boy, in the Lord God of our salvation. Live by faith in the word of life. To live by faith in the law of sowing and reaping. To live by faith in liberty. To live by faith that you have been redeemed from the law of sin and death. To live by faith that, man, regardless of what the deal is, God loves, man, love us so much that it ain't no weapon formed against us. His love covered a multitude of sin. He so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son to redeem our life from that destruction, the law of sin and death. And, boy, I'm talking about he promised us something, man, boy, that when it's all said and done, he's going to finish what he started. And all we got to do, boy, is live by that seventh law called a law of faith. What that? Just trusting in the word of God, speaking the word of God. We who have the God kind of faith, we call those things that be not as though they were. Listen, we're going to talk about these laws in the coming future. My time is up here on the radio, and I want to just let you know that, man, God has a marvelous plan for our life. And all we got to do is stay tuned, not just to this radio, but stay tuned to what God is doing. Make that your number one priority. Go to God in your prayer and say, Lord, let your kingdom come. What your kingdom is. Your will be done. Hey, listen, my wife, God, now we love y'all with the love of the Lord. Keep on speaking the kingdom of God. And we can be of any help in assisting you and getting your inheritance. Contact us at 713-870-3776. Again, our phone number, our name is Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. 713-870-3776. Love you with the love of the Lord. Look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye. Persecuted.
This is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the message